Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just so wonderful. We're wonderful, Lord, that you are. We want to just come to you right now, Lord, lifting up your name, Lord, just praising your name, giving you all the glory and all the honor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we just ask that you would just bless this time, Lord, as we just get into your word and get into what you have for us today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, right now we're just so grateful that you are helping us in this everlasting time of need today, Lord. And Father, so we lift up your name. We lift up, the Bible says that he who lifts up the name of Jesus, hallelujah, shall be lifted up. And we believe in your word, Lord. We believe in you and trust in you. And Father God, and we're so grateful for everything that you do, Lord. Father God, and you're just so wonderful. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God that we serve. What an awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we continue just to lift up your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, as we just get ready to come forward with your word, Lord, just let it just fall on fertile ground in our hearts and our minds and in our souls. Lord, let us receive it with Father God, with gladness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you would be lifted up. Hallelujah. That at the name of Jesus, every tongue would confess, every knee would bow before your presence, before your holiness, Lord God. Hallelujah. We desire Father God, to be holy because, Father God, because you are holy, Lord God. Father God, hallelujah. And there's none like you, none able to do, Father God, what you can do. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're so excited about living for you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just can't help ourselves today, Lord. The word of God says that to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Hallelujah. And so for this, we are just so grateful for, hallelujah, that you resurrect us, Lord God. Hallelujah. That we'll be able to see all things on the other side. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to the God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as we continue to just to lift up your name, Lord, we just continue to thank you for all that you have done, Lord God. Hallelujah. For all that you are, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as we get ready to get into your word right now, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you to CKCM Church, otherwise known as Christ the King Church and Ministry here in Lubbock, Texas. Hallelujah. We want to give a big, big shout out to the Lord. Hallelujah. We want you to know that we're celebrating Jesus here and that he's the reason for the season. Hallelujah. And there's none like him. Hallelujah. So today I want to talk to you a little bit. I won't be with you very long, but this new year has been a very, 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 very strengthening time. Praise God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So, you know, it's you know, something that we, you know, we've been, you know, a lot of people have been stressing about, a lot of people have been just, you know, wondering about, and so, but praise be to God that we have a God that knows everything and nothing's hidden from his face. Hallelujah. So we're very grateful for that. Hallelujah. And so we just want to thank the Lord for all that he has done and everything that he, you know, he's done thus so far in our lives. And you know, when we think about everything that he's done, man, it's just amazing. It is amazing just how many things he has took us from, and he's taken us from every depth, every height, every low. He's placed us on solid ground. Hallelujah. He's made a way where there was no way. Hallelujah. Praise his name. So he is truly worthy of all the praise, because he's, you know, he hasn't left us. And that's what we need to know today, is that he has not left us. The Bible says he won't leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us until the very end of the age. And let me tell you something, that praise God, that when he says he's going to be with us until the very end of the age, he's talking about that he's going to hallelujah, to reside with us in you. Hallelujah. Inside of your body, inside of your spirit is him, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. How many can say amen to that? Praise God. Hallelujah. That he lives on the inside of us. Hallelujah. That he is he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at one, and he doesn't need anybody beside him. All he needs, hallelujah, praise God, is for us to be able to serve him and to give him all the glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm so excited to be with you this evening. Hallelujah. That you know, a lot of us are wondering, what is it that we're living in right now? What's going on in this world? And Lord, we need something. We need something from you, to assign. Tell me what to do. I'm lost, but can you bring me to a place where I can be found again? Hallelujah. And I want you to know that you can be found again. That praise God, that he has found you. Hallelujah. And he's there with you. He loves you, and he has a great plan for your life. And never stop believing in that. Never stop knowing that God's plan for your life is greater than you could even imagine. I remember when I was coming up, how hard it was for me to get the understanding that I had to live for the Lord, because it was the best thing that I could do with my life, that it was going to bring such glory to God, that he was going to bless me beyond measure. Let me tell you something, that in my life is the most amazing thing ever. You know, I don't know about you, but I know that in your life, praise God, if Christ be for you, who can stand against you? If Christ be for you, then don't worry about what might come after you, because he has stood before you. He will stand before you. He won't just leave you out there to dry. A lot of our friends have left us out there. A lot of people that we thought that loved us, they left us, and they turned their backs and their heads to us, and they said, well, we don't care about you anymore. And the Lord is not like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wonder if anybody's excited today about what the Lord is going to do today. Praise God, hallelujah, because today our focus is get your word today, praise God. With the Bible says, with all wisdom, get understanding when you get it. Get all that you can while you can. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I want to get all I can while I can right here because I need God in my life. I need him to transform me. I need him every hour. Hallelujah. I praise thee. Hallelujah. I will serve thee with gladness. I won't let him go. Praise God. Is that going to be you today? Praise God. Because let me tell you something. That's what God is looking for. He's looking for a people who are not afraid to praise his name, who are not afraid to give him glory, who are not afraid to say hallelujah, and who are not afraid to lift up the name of Jesus, who are not afraid to stand hallelujah in his presence and in his will and say hallelujah that my God will never forsake me. Hallelujah. He will always lead me into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As you know that we're living in this time that all kinds of things are happening. There's a virus running around. There are things happening in the capital. There are things happening on the earth. There are things happening in your DNA that you can't explain what's going on, but let me tell you something. God wants us to serve him. Continue to serve him, not to stop and to be afraid, but to continue to serve him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you got your Bible, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn to the book of Ezekiel. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Rather than say amen, you could probably shout it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Type it in. Hallelujah. Comment it below. Hallelujah. In the however it may be. Hallelujah. Let's get there together. Praise God. And that's what we want to do. Hallelujah. Let's get right on into this word. Ezekiel chapter number 1. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse number 1, the word of God reads, it says that now it came to pass that in the 13th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, and as I was among the captive by the river of the Sheber, that the heavens were open and I saw visions of God. In the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th day of the king, Jehoshaphat's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, over by the river Chebro. The hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and the fire enfolding in itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst there, of as the color of amber, and out of the midst of the fire also, out of the midst of thereof came the likeness of the living, of four living creatures. And this was their appearance, that they had the likeness of a man. Praise God. Hallelujah. And everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings, and their feet were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the soles of a calf. Foot, and they were sparkled like the color of burnished brass. Hallelujah. This is an illustration that God has given to Ezekiel about the vision of the four wheels. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the reason why God was giving Ezekiel this vision, hallelujah, that these things were to come to pass because this is, hallelujah, was talking about the time was changing. Hallelujah. In your life, there's a lot of things that may be changing. Hallelujah. There are things that may that God puts in our lives, praise God, that will cause change. And right here, Ezekiel is learning about, he's learning about this four wheels. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, I'm so excited here. This is a very, this is something that I've been looking at for a while, and hallelujah, it has to do with prophecy. So if you're turning in right now and you see what we're talking about, this is in the book of prophecy, the book of Ezekiel, hallelujah, that talking about the vision of the four wheels. Hallelujah, praise God. And these is how time, hallelujah, turns and things happen the way they happen. Praise God, hallelujah. So I want us to look at this very, very particularly, hallelujah, not just with our eyes, but with our hearts and with the Spirit of God, hallelujah. These creatures, hallelujah, praise God, that Ezekiel saw, praise God, were creatures that caused change. Hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. When these things came, it was a sign for Ezekiel to know that God was about to do something to change the way things were going in Ezekiel's life. Hallelujah. In his realm of where he lived at, this is what was happening. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, Ezekiel, I imagine, was very afraid when he saw these giant creatures and he didn't know what to do. I imagine you look up and you see something that's more taller than you, and you, what are you going to say? Hi, friend, let me shake your hand. It's not something I would say. But God wants Ezekiel to know that there's a great change fixing to happen. And he wants him to know what kind of purpose that he has for him. How many of us have gotten that knows that God has a purpose for our lives? God has purposed your life to be something other than a nobody. God called you to be somebody. He called you to be somebody great. He called you to be a child of God. He called you to so that you could, hallelujah, could talk to the world and tell the world about Jesus. Can you tell the world about Jesus today? Are you afraid to talk about what's in the Word of God? Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Word of God, hallelujah, is sharper than any two-edged sword. So, lots of times we need the Word to get to where we need to go. I remember when I was in my addiction and I called on the Lord, and the Lord came and he said, son, what are you doing to yourself? I said, I gave up, but can you help me some kind of way? He said, yeah, but you got to trust me. I want to implore you to trust God today. Don't just go with whatever happened, but trust God. Changes are going to happen. Things are going to happen around you that you will not understand. Praise God. But God said, I will send you a helper that you will be able to, hallelujah, to have an understanding who will, hallelujah, guide you into all truth. Who wants to be led by God? I don't know about you, but I want to be led by God. You see, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed to talk about Jesus. I'm not ashamed to, to preach the gospel in any form or any fashion. And God is just so wonderful. Glory be to God. I want you to just to sit right where you're at and think about, what have you been running from in your life? And when you think about what you've been running from, I want you to say that. I want you to say, God, I'm tired of running. I'm not going to run anymore, but I'm going to stand still. I'm going to be firmly planted in your word, because I am like a tree that's planted by the river. I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Praise God. I shall not be moved. I won't be moved. I refuse to be moved by, hallelujah, by things of this world. See, the only thing that moves me is the Spirit of God. Praise God. And that's the only thing that we need, is for God's Spirit to move us. And then we can move. Hallelujah. But without God's Spirit, you're still locked up. Praise God. How many of us still want to be locked up? I want to be alive in Christ. I want to be doing what His will is, not what my will is. But I want to learn how He did it. And here's the Word of God and teaching us how he did it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I hope and pray that someone out there will hear this message and receive it into their heart and just say, Lord, I accept the perfect will today. I call on the name. I'm opening up right now to you. If you don't know Jesus, just call on Him right now. Just reach your hand out and say, Lord, I need you. Praise God. I want you, Lord. I don't know anybody else who can do what you can do, but without you, I will surely fail. Praise God. I need a vision, Lord. I need a vision, and I need it now, Lord. I've trusted in other things, but you are the ultimate answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to know that we're here for you. We're praying with you. We won't stop praying with you. We're going to be there for you. Hallelujah. And know that there's somebody by your side. Hallelujah, praying with you. Hallelujah. We want you to know that if you feel like turning back, just tune on in. When you feel like turning back, just tune on in and say, devil, I'm not going to turn anywhere else. I'm going to turn to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we lift up our hands to Jesus. We lift up our hands. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and pray on out so we can be dismissed. But I want you to know that God is with you. He has a great plan for your life. He won't leave you. He hasn't left you yet. If He's still there with you, why are you doubting? He can help you see it. Do I guarantee that He will? Praise God. Father, we love you, Lord. We love you. We thank you for everything that you have done. We thank you for how you called us in from the darkness into the mighty light, how you raised us from a child into a grown lady. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to see you next time. And praise God. And that we're so excited once again. And if you don't know Jesus, get to know Him. Because He's worthy. And He's worthy. And He's worthy of all the praise. In Jesus' name, God bless. And we're going to see if we have any words from our first lady there before we hang up with you. And praise God. Hallelujah. We give her time to type some words in there of for whatever that may be going on. So just stay tuned in the chat there. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll just sit and wait. We're waiting, still waiting on her. All right, she's still typing, y'all, and so praise God. Just bear with us a few moments, and hallelujah, praise God. Let the glory rain down. Let your glory rain down. Let your power rain down. Let your power rain down. Your precious Holy Ghost is all I need. Your power is everything that I need. His glory is what is like the morning dew. Don't forget to read about his word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to see you guys next time. And God bless you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. And all God's children, they said, amen and amen. La la la. Yeah.